I met a man from St. Joseph, Missouri, and I surprised him with my trivia knowledge when I said, "Oh, Pony Express country, right?" He confirmed my recollection that his town was the beginning of the famous Pony Express. What guys those were. Man, they rode their way right into the history books, huh? They're practically legends of the Old West. They rode endless hours through hostile territory, risked their lives to deliver the mail to the West Coast. You knew that part. What you may not know is how many guys we're talking about here in this legendary operation. Just 80 riders, and only one mail delivery was ever lost. How long did the Pony Express run? Only 18 months. It only took a few people a short time to make a great impact. I'm Ron Hutchcraft. I want to have a word with you today about the mark you will leave. For most of us, our ride through this life will last, what do they say, on average, 70 years or so? Some will get more, some a lot less. The question is, how much of a mark will you leave in the years you have left? I think inside all of us is this deep desire to make our life count, to do something significant while we're here. Maybe you know that restlessness that says, I want to make a much greater difference with the rest of my life than I've made up until now. Then you need to hear our word for today from the Word of God. Daniel chapter 12, verse 3. It's God's roadmap to making the greatest possible mark you can make with the one life you have. Here's what it says. Those who lead many to righteousness will shine like the stars forever and ever. Wow. God says the way to have a life that matters forever is to, quote, lead many to righteousness. And this side of Jesus' cross, we know that means leading many people to Jesus. Now, what immortalized those young men of the Pony Express? They were people with a message, willing to risk whatever necessary to deliver that message, and they made a huge mark in a very short time. You belong to Jesus? You've got to see your life assignment like God does. You are a person trusted with a message to deliver. The significance of your life depends on how faithful you are in delivering it. In 2 Corinthians 5:19, the Bible says, God has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. The message, come to Jesus and get the relationship with God you were made for. The assignment, ambassador. Jesus' personal representative to the people where you work or live or go to school or shop or recreate. You're there by assignment from God to help some of those people be in heaven with you. How are you doing with that? Maybe you say, well, I'm afraid to tell them about what Jesus did on the cross for them. I might mess it up. Listen, God doesn't need your perfect presentation to reach the heart of the person you care about. He does need for you to tell them about your Jesus. The only way you can fail in your mission is to remain silent. Maybe you're not delivering your message because you fear the risks, the risk of building a relationship with someone who's lost, or getting started, or being rejected. But the Bible says God has not given us a spirit of fear. Please let God show you that the greatest risk of all is that you will lose this person forever because they never got the message about Jesus. Isn't that a greater fear? What might happen to them than what could happen to you if you tell them? Like those heroic Pony Express riders, if you'll dedicate your life to delivering your life-giving message, if you'll risk whatever it takes to get that message through, then your heart cry for a life that counts, oh, it's going to be answered big time. As you lead people to Jesus, you're riding to glory. Eternal glory.
On Eagle's Wings is the Native American outreach of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries. To find out more about this exciting ministry, visit hopefornativeamerica.com. Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.